Welcome to Insider Insights. This podcast is razor focused on the economic development in South Metro Atlanta. It is the narrative told by professionals, developers, business leaders, and community advocates that live, work, play, and pray in the region. My name is Diana Campbell, commercial real estate advisor. I facilitate succinct interviews uncovering who, what, where, when, and why on the South Side. All right, I'm with Gerald McDowell, Executive Director of Aerotropolis CIDs. We're in the Camp Creek Marketplace. Welcome, Gerald.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We have a lot to talk about because you have a big vision for the future, and I'm not going to steal your thunder. So first thing I want you to do is just give us a quick introduction to Aerotropolis CIDs, and then tell me about this exciting project you're working on that brings transit and connectivity to the region.
Glad to do so. I am the Aerotropolis CIDs actually consist of two CIDs. We have Airport West on the Fulton County side and Airport South on Clayton side. And for 6 years now, the two CIDs have had two primary areas of focus, and that being beautification and public safety. Over the past few years, the CIDs have invested about $1.1 million a year in those two programs. But now we are starting to turn our focus to a third area, and that is transportation. And to kick that off, back in January or February of 2018, we started a transit feasibility study that was concluded in January of 2019. And we're calling that phase one of our focus on transportation, because out of that transit feasibility study, we have identified several projects that we are currently pursuing, and I'd like to tell you about those projects today. The first one being micro transit. Micro transit is a service that you can look at that is similar to an Uber service, where a user would download an app and then be able to request service from the public transportation system for this micro transit bus. And so we, in our transit feasibility study, we identified a mobility district around the airport. And within this mobility district, we determined and we saw that there are 24/7 jobs, but the public transportation service does not operate on 24/7.
Can you distinguish that from other forms of transit, just to have the listener really understand how this is different than things that they might be familiar with right
sure.
now?
Sure. So microtransit is usually like a minibus that is available for someone to use an app to request service. And a minibus that operates in a similar fashion that a regular public transportation bus, or in our case, a MARTA bus operates, with the exception being where the MARTA buses has a defined route, the microtransit bus route is based on the request that's coming from the users within the mobility district.
This would be different than high-speed rail, which is like your MARTA. That's different than light rail, which would be kind of a streetcar.
That's correct.
It's different than the bus, as you just mentioned. So this is actually something quite unique in the marketplace.
Yes.
Is there anywhere in the country that actually has this operating already?
We actually have it operating right here in the Atlanta region. For a little while, Gwinnett County operated a micro transit service, and it was so successful that they are going to now continue that service. And it's also operating in Douglas County here in the Metro Atlanta region. So it's not a new operation, but it was something that we determined that could service the airport area in this mobility district that we identified. And so we are looking to pilot this service for 12 months, and then based on the success of that pilot program, to continue it under the operation of perhaps MARTA. And so more to come on that.
Quick point of clarification, is this minibus going to be operated by a driver?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so it's a traditional bus, except it's a minibus. It will have a driver, and then you'll just simply download an app. And based on where you're located within the mobility district, this minibus can be hailed to come to you, to pick you up, to take you to your destination, or to pick you up and bring you to work, for example. But it operates like a normal bus, but it's one of those mini buses because it doesn't serve a defined route and is based on demand of who's requesting the service for this operation. We have met with many of the companies located in the airport area, and they all are excited about this service, especially for their employees who rely on public transportation. And when public transportation is not operating, some of those individuals are left stranded and having to spend extra money to get themselves to and from work. So we are hoping to launch this pilot program before the end of the year, before the end of 2020. And it will be a 12-month operation that we will be testing.
So now we need to know where this is going to operate and what kind of connectivity is it going to bring to us?
So again, during our transit feasibility study, we identified an area around Hartsfield-Jackson Airport that we have identified as the mobility district. And so that's going to include parts of Clayton County, parts of the cities of Hayteville, East Point, College Park, South Fulton, and even parts of Atlanta. And so if you are within that district, you will be able to utilize this service to get to and from work and to move around our mobility district.
What you've described is what's going to kick off perhaps by the end of the year and operate for a year.
Correct.
To understand the concept and its feasibility. What's the broader vision?
It appeared to us during the study that service would be in high demand. And so that's why we've reached out to MARTA to participate in this pilot program with us. And so that once the pilot proves that there is demand for such a service, then MARTA would pick it up and continue operation of this micro transit service in this mobility district, and perhaps even expand the district to include other areas near the Atlanta airport and cities such as Fairburn and Union City, and maybe even Forest Park and Jonesboro. We are hoping that MARTA will see the benefits of this service to those who work in the airport area and be able to provide this service on a long as part of their overall operations.
Can you give me a sense of scale when we're one of the things that this is solving for are, like you said, you have a workforce that's on a 24/7 schedule, but we have a transit system that is not, right? So give me a scale. What's how many people is this, do you imagine this serving?
Well, actually, let me back up for a second. We discovered there were two issues. The first issue being this gap where when MARTA is not in operation and then you have workers who are needing to come to work or go home. But the second piece of that had to do with the routes that are in the airport, the MARTA routes that are in the airport area are in high demand. And so there are a lot of times a bus takes off from a particular stop and it's overflowing, and there are people left standing at the bus stop because they could not get onto the bus. And so this micro transit service would be beneficial to those individuals to be able to use an app to call for a minibus to pick them up and take them to where they want to go. And so the demand for this, we anticipate to be very high for multiple reasons, not only to service those times when there are gaps in the MARTA service, but also in those times when the demand for service in the airport area exceeds the capacity of the buses that operate in the airport area. And because the MARTA system may not know that from 1 hour to the next, this service will be available as a backup, for example, for those individuals that are needing to use the MARTA system but may not have it available for them at the time that they need it. This is it will be a 24/7 service. So again, even during the operations of MARTA, if, for example, you have a bus that you want to catch at a particular hour or minute and you miss the bus, you will have this as a backup where you can use an app to request service and have this micro transit service get you to your destination.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to spend the rest of our time talking about a PRT, a personal rapid transit system. This podcast is presented by Campbell Commercial Real Estate. If you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties, there is no time like now to prepare for your next investment. Follow me on Instagram @DianaCCRE. Look for me on LinkedIn or send me a message through my website, dcampbellcommercial.com. I look forward to hearing from you, but for now, let's go back to our guest. Okay, I'm back with Gerald McDowell. He is the Executive Director of Aerotropolis CIDs. Gerald, we talked about micro transit system and what that can do, the problems that it solves. Transition and tell me what PRTs are.
Well, again, out of our transit feasibility study, there were several recommendations that came out of it. And so the micro transit system only serves the mobility district, but we wanted to look beyond a mobility district and look throughout the Aerotropolis for a system that could serve as a larger area and also tie into the larger MARTA system. And that's where we landed upon personal rapid transit. So in the transit transportation world, there are several levels of systems. If you're familiar with the MARTA trains, that's a high-speed rapid transit system. And then you're probably familiar with the Atlanta streetcar. That's a light rail transit system. And then you have another system that's called a bus rapid transit. Bus rapid transit works very similar, like a train, where instead of making 15 or 20 stops along a particular route, it may only make one or two stops on a particular route and act more efficiently like a train does. But the challenge with those systems, with the heavy rail, with light rail, and even with bus rapid transit for South Metro, is the cost of constructing those systems and the demand that those systems require. In South Metro, we found that the funds are just not available to pay for high-speed rail or even light rail. And also, we're finding that funds are not available for bus rapid transit. What we found in personal rapid transit is that here's a system that could potentially provide the same level of service at a fraction of the cost. And so what we are looking to do is we've established two different tracks where we would do a comprehensive personal rapid transit study to determine where such a system should operate. And we're looking throughout the entire Clayton County and the entire South Fulton County as the potential area for operating this personal rapid transit system. And then as we look in those two areas, we also are looking at, you know, what routes would need to be built and how much would it cost to build those routes. And what we are finding as we talk to our transit and transportation leaders, that if a personal rapid transit system can provide the same level of service, it may become the solution of choice. And so with that in mind, we want to make sure that the general public becomes more familiar with what a personal rapid transit system is. So we are going to be putting out a request for proposal out in the marketplace and ask the various vendors who build these PRT systems to come and propose to us a local system that can be built in the airport area. We have a video that you can access on our website or on YouTube to show you an example of what we are talking about in terms of PRT. And what we envision is building a system that will, a demonstration system, that will connect the international and the domestic terminal at Hartsfield-Jackson, but would also have some strategic local stops in the airport area, perhaps in Hapeville, in East Point, and in College Park. And then once we have this demonstration to go on for a while, we would then determine if it's feasible to expand that PRT system throughout all of Clayton County and throughout all of South Fulton. And what that would actually do is provide a system in these areas who now currently desire either a MARTA rail or a bus rapid transit system that we don't have the funds to pay for, but we could potentially implement a PRT system throughout these areas that is affordable and provide a level of service that will meet the demand of those areas.
So as we wrap up, remind folks where they can go to see the video that really shows the vision of that PRT. And anything else you want to share, you take it away.
Sure. So again, you can go to our website, which is aerocids.com, aerocids.com. And on that website, you can look at a video of our PRT system, or you can go to YouTube and just type in Aerotropolis PRT, and you'll see our video pop up, and you can watch that 3-minute video to show you how it works. We have had many meetings with our constituents, and we've met with many of our transit and transportation leaders. We believe that this is a solution that will meet the level of service that is needed in our Aerotropolis, which again covers all of Clayton County and covers all of South Fulton. The uniqueness of this PRT system, unlike microtransit, which only services the mobility district, but this will allow a system that to service a larger area and also at the same time connect the rest of the region to the airport area. So you could get on a MARTA system in North Metro Atlanta and end up on a PRT system in South Metro and never have to get in a car or some other type of vehicle. And that's what we envisioned, that this system would service the area in a way that it will eliminate the need for you to get around in a vehicle, but be able to go to work, be able to go to church, to be able to go to shop or whatever you do for entertainment, utilizing either microtransit or this PRT system that we are envisioning. So please take a look at it on our website, on YouTube, and reach out to us if you would like more information. We'll be happy to talk to you about it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Use this podcast to spread the word about the interesting people, the tight-knit communities, and the abundant opportunities that exist around the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. If you're looking to expand, relocate, or start a business, contact me. My website is dcampbellcommercial.com.